Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The future is looking brighter for young people with dreams of attending college thanks to a group of blinded veterans. For over 30 years, the Blinded Veterans Association has offered scholarships to dependent children, grandchildren, and spouses of blinded veterans and others. One recipient, Callie Santos, said, "My wonderful experience and personal growth at Florida Southern College would not have happened if it had not been for the support, generosity, and financial assistance through the Blinded Veterans Association Scholarship Fund." To learn more, visit bva.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Alone we could do so little, together we can do so much. Helen Keller.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
There's no stopping us now. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thank you for having us in your homes, or if you're in the car listening to us. Right now, Lynn, you're up.
I am. I have a very important announcement from our wonderful sponsor, Foundation Fighting Blindness, and they would like you all to know about this terrific event next Sunday night. I hope you listen to us, too, at the same time you're doing this. It's the same time. But it's called Hope from Home, A United Night to Save Sight. And they said you will experience incredible entertainment, amazing auction items, and the opportunity to connect with others through their live party rooms while supporting the mission of Foundation Fighting Blindness, all from your home. And the their MC and entertainer will be actor, singer, and comedian Wayne Brady. And Wayne Brady is a multifaceted performer. He's won 5 Emmy Awards for his work on the improvisational comedy television series Whose Line Is It Anyway? For his own talk show, The Wayne Brady Show, and for the revival of Let's Make a Deal. He's also appeared on TV in The Masked Singer and How I Met Your Mother, and on other Broadway shows. So anyway, they'd like you to join them. Let's see how we do it. Okay. 7 o'clock next Sunday night.
Right opposite us.
Yeah, well, they'll have to listen to do both.
7 o'clock each.
So they have, they have 6 simultaneous live party rooms where you can join in and move between different activities.
Oh,
They have the mixology room, the DJ dance party, the karaoke party room, the kids party room, the house party room. And
how long is it on for?
Let's see. It is on for, I'm not sure. I don't know how long it's on for. But anyway, if you would like to, the easiest way to find out about it is go to our website, go to the sponsor page, and click on Foundation Fighting Blindness. I double-checked when you go there. Right on their homepage, it has about buying tickets for the event. So look into it. It should be a lot of fun. And it's called Hope from Home, a United Night to Save Sight. Next Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Time. So check it out. But don't forget to listen to us, too. All right.
Got it.
I got it.
Charles,
got
you
it?
Still there, Charles?
Yes, I am still here.
Okay.
Alrighty, so
you know, I haven't thought. You know, a lot of people. They know, I don't know if they know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm surprised nobody's calling in.
You know,
about what?
About the war.
About the Ukraine, because it's not just it's over there. It's a small world if you don't know by now, and it affects all of us.
It's affecting all of us.
If it hasn't, it will. Trust me, it's going to affect everybody.
It will have repercussions.
First, it's going to affect the gasoline.
Mm-hmm. That's going to affect if you get in a bus
or getting in a cab. And gasoline, by the way, that's plastic and anything else that's made with gasoline.
Yeah, car shortage.
And then also, there's going to be anything made with steel, because that's going to be a problem because of Russia. So the problem is anything to do with Russia is going to be a problem. And
what were some of the crops? I forgot what they said.
There's going to be all kinds of different situations going on in this country. So, the problem is...
Do you agree, Charles? It's not just over there.
No, it is not just over there, but some of the things that we think are going to be impacted by what is happening over there may not be impacted at all. But there are some other things that may be impacted.
The biggest thing is the people getting killed over there, fighting about democracy. And
that's another thing we take for granted.
The people take for granted democracy. They don't appreciate. The question is, that's why when I say about the people that are vision impaired or blind compared to a sighted person, because most of the time, and I'm saying most of the time, not all the time. We and people who are visually impaired, people like myself that are blind, usually, not all, usually appreciate. I know one thing. My wife does things for me every day, whatever it may be. I always tell her, she'll tell you, I always say thank you. I always say thank you because I don't appreciate. No, I appreciate everything she does. And I'm serious when I say that, not because she's just my wife, because I appreciate everybody doing for me or does anything for me in any which way, not just because now I'm blind, because I guess you would say it this way. When I was sighted, I never even thought about the things I think about today. When a person is sighted, I guess you would say it this way. Do you take things for granted? You get in your car and just drive away. You go to work. Whatever you may do, you do things naturally. Now, I just appreciate everything. It's not just because I can't drive a car. It's I appreciate everything. And because I can smell the roses, that's one of the things I learned to stop. People think, it's funny. The people who know me today think...
They think you're a little hyper now.
They have no idea. The people that know.
Like our good friends here in the Orlando area.
They think I'm hyper.
Now.
Yeah. They have no idea what I was.
They have no idea.
I was not. Let me just say this to people listening to this radio show. I can honestly tell you, looking back at my life, I did not like myself looking back at me. Because when I was sighted, I never thought about it much. When I went blind, I started thinking about things. And now I look back, I said, you know what? I can't believe I did all those things. I can't believe I did those things. I'm not talking nice things. I'm thinking about whatever I did. I can slap myself and say, you know what? You weren't nice. I wasn't nice. My close friend, Nancy, who Lynn and I love, she'll tell you, I wasn't a nice person. She loved me, but she didn't love some of the things I did. She was, yeah. And I guess we'll say it this way. People who are vision impaired blind, I say, you can call up and agree with me or disagree. The phone number call is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680. If
we
you
got
to call up and disagree with me.
We do have a caller on the phone line when you're ready.
Okay, let's listen to the person. Let me hear what she's got to say, or he. What's her name?
It's our good friend all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. What's his name?
Kevin.
Kevin. Okay, Kevin from North Carolina. Kevin, you're on the phone. You're on the line. Let's hear you.
Hey, Lynn, Michael, and Charles. Evening there. And
evening,
yeah,
Kevin.
Yeah.
Good evening,
Hi, Kevin.
So what are you thinking, Kevin? Are you talking about the subject I'm discussing right now?
Oh, kind of both of them.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Yep. Now, like the radio show, yes, sometimes it's boring. But then again, all radio shows are sometimes. Then you do have guests on for employment, different devices and assistive technology and all that. And like Peter from Spectrum, the stuff, the accessibility they have, and that it not only teaches the blind people, but also gives the sighted people when they do happen to someone in their life ends up blind or disabled, gives them information on where to go.
That's right.
Why do you think the show is sometimes boring?
Oh, you got me on spot there.
Tell us the truth. I want to know the truth. I can take it. I want to know why, so that's why I can try to fix it.
We can handle the truth.
I can handle the truth. You can handle the truth. I can handle the truth.
Tell us.
Well, like love your trivia, Michael. It's all from the one era. Oh, the music stuff. Although that's your era, so.
No, but wait. That's not true, and I'll tell you why. Yes, from when I do my trivia, you're right. But each one of these guests, whether it be Charles or everybody else, all try to mix. Every guest is using.
And lately,
I've been going to the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Wow.
So we're mixing. Well, I'm just saying.
What else?
Okay, what else?
Yeah, but Michael, love your trivia. Yours alone. It's all the same groups. All the same singers.
What do you mean the same singers?
You're saying from the same era.
Same era. Oh.
Yeah, the same era, same singers, same groups.
All right. Okay.
Point accepted.
Okay.
Let's see. Then with the Russia-Ukraine stuff. Now, that's affecting the fuel worldwide. And not only that, it's also affecting the fertilizer, because about a month ago, Russia stopped exporting all fertilizer.
I was wondering what the products were. I couldn't remember. Okay, so fertilizer.
And they're one of the top exporters of fertilizer worldwide. Because they have so much natural gas.
They had so much crap over there.
It takes a lot of natural gas to produce the fertilizer. Then they also export a lot of your rare earth minerals, which goes into your television screens and your smartphone screens and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So back also, what else don't you, why the show is boring sometimes?
I think that was his main gripe.
We'll have to fix it then. Yeah. I'll have to fix
it. But you like the show, right, Kevin?
You like the show?
You've been listening for many years.
Yeah. I've been listening since you guys started the show.
Okay, well, it's going to be 7 years. It's going to be 7 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. And you know what? You know what I'm going to say to you?
What?
I'm going to say to you, you got an Outback near you? And is there an Outback in Greensboro?
Oh, I don't know. It probably
Outback
is.
Restaurant. Well, if so, I'll send you a $25 gift card. $25 gift card. Okay, is that fair enough with you? $25 coming your way? Gift card from
that's not boring.
That's not boring. $25 gift card from Outback.
Good eating.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Ben. I do have some trivia questions and some trivia songs. I'll have to email you guys. So
email.
That would be perfect.
Email some songs. Okay, email. Yeah. No problem. That'd be great.
Send them to us. That'd be great, Kevin.
Yep, and a couple of songs will be two groups done the same song, but which one is which?
Are you explaining it to me?
All right.
In the email.
No problem.
Or you could call in and give the question.
When you go to Outback, let me know what you enjoyed for $25.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, write to me and we'll
have a good one.
Have a good one.
Good night, Kevin.
Yep. Okay,
thank you,
Kevin.
Okay.
See, now, I did not get upset that he said sometimes the show is boring. Did I?
Well, I'm sure it is. And not everybody looks at things differently.
I can change the music. I don't play any oldies. But some people say they liked it when I played some of the songs.
Well, it was constructive criticism, right, Charles? I said it was constructive criticism.
I'm taking it.
I thought it was great.
I thought it was very good, and that's why I'm saying sometimes I won't play. I won't play some. I'll play 2000 songs.
And it took them 7 years.
Sometimes we
7 years to tell Michael that.
Yeah.
Right?
But a lot of people like some of the old songs, like the Tops or the Four Seasons of Michael Jackson.
You're not saying don't shrill. Like the oldies. You're just saying mix it up a little.
I always do, though. Don't I? No, I guess I don't.
Not enough?
Right? Okay, well, I'll fix it.
I think we should go to break because Peter's waiting in the Zoom room.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at WSBlind.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you've been listening to the show, which I guess you're still here and listening to the show, the whole show, we've had callers winning different prizes, saying some nice things about the show, whether it be from Pennsylvania, Indiana, North Carolina. Well, North Carolina said some nice things, but he also said sometimes he was bored with some of my trivia.
He was honest.
And we had somebody from Florida who called in. But right now, Lynn, it's up to you, Lynn.
Okay. I'll introduce him, and then we will talk to him. We're welcoming back Peter Cucciave. And Peter, if you don't know by now, is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And we're so happy you're with us tonight, Peter. We know you have a lot more things on your mind than the Blind and Beyond radio show. So we really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter, for coming on tonight.
This is a beautiful oasis to be on. I don't mind at all.
I'm glad.
Well, thank you.
You told Michael the other day that you have distant cousins in the Ukraine.
We do. I do have some extended family still there, quite a few people. They are on the far western, sort of southwestern side. So they're mostly out of a lot of the heavy mess that's going on. But I think I have to say, at least for now.
Peter, what you told me, which we knew, you told the audience too, you went blind because of
Chernobyl. That was in 1986.
And now you're saying that I didn't know until you just said it off the air, that they bombed there, and now all the radiation's out, and God forbid it affects other people and make them go blind. That would be terrible.
Yeah, that area has been taken over, and I'm seeing that there are radiation spikes happening because the scientists don't have access to continue to maintain and control that space. was one of the first areas that got taken over. But there's been a lot of action there, a lot happening. A lot of the military bases have been bombed and taken over. And of course, now we know, unfortunately, a lot of the civilian areas have been hit too.
Peter, before we, by the way, say hi to Charles. Charles is on.
Hi, Charles. Hey, it's great to hear your voice always.
Hi, how are you, Peter?
I'm doing well, given the circumstances. Yeah. Me and my family are doing well, so that's a blessing.
I was just going to say, before we talk about Spectrum, how are your parents in Atlanta doing? They must be glued to the television.
They're doing okay. My parents are not in great health these days, so they're not as aware. But my family, my siblings have been talking quite a bit about it and keeping in touch with our family back home in Ukraine, too, and calling them and asking how they're doing. And a lot of that activity's moved closer toward their area, but they're still doing okay. And so for now, we're just fortunate to know that they're still well.
Well, just prayers to all of your family and everybody else there, truly. Like I said before, it's a small world, and it isn't just over there. It affects all of us.
That's
right. We're just praying for them. So
that's right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So on another note,
let's talk about
Spectrum.
Spectrum
and your role there. Anybody has any questions?
Well, even just when he was calling in,
Kevin
from Greensboro, North Carolina,
he was saying how much he appreciated all the information.
Yes, he said.
I heard that. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah.
Oh, you did hear Kevin? Oh, wonderful.
I did.
Okay.
I did, and it made me wonder, is there anything that that you're thinking of on your mind that as a caller you'd love to call in and share? Maybe a question, maybe there's something that's not clear. I'd love to hear from any of you, because this is why I come on every month, is to not only share information but also be available to answer questions. I wanted to take a moment and remind folks it's really important that as somebody who is blind or visually impaired, that you know exactly what's available to you. And so last month when I called in, we went through, sort of started the year off fresh with a run through a lot of the products and services that we offer and the accessibility there. And I hope that most of you, if not all of you, were able to join that. But today I wanted to take a moment and talk about another piece of the business that I don't talk about as much, perhaps. Sometimes I throw it in there, but we've got our products and our services and the accessibility features on those that we talk about quite a bit. But on the service side, that's also a very important part of what we do. And I lately been talking about how important a company's service is to their core product lineup. I like to think of service as a product, because when we think of service as a product, then we treat it the same way we would when we build new designs for our products, when we make them to work for the people that are going to be using them. And our team, our accessibility team, really has tackled the service part of our industry as a product as well, just as we have with Spectrum Guide, Spectrum TV app, news app, with Spectrum Access. These are all really important products to us, but how you get your services are equally important. And so a lot of the feedback that allowed us to work with those customer service teams and improve how we deliver those services have come from all of you that have either called in or shared in the past through other conferences what you would like to see. And so we have a dedicated disability support team. And now, before we had, there was a disability support line that you could call, but the way that service was delivered was a little different. So now there's an actual dedicated team. We have over 60 agents that are trained on accessibility. They understand what you mean when you're talking about your talking guide or guide narration. They understand what you mean when you talk about the fact that you use a screen reader. And so they're there to work through your specific needs for your Spectrum products. And so that disability support team is available at all times. You can call them at 1-844-762-1301. I'm going to repeat that in a moment. So if you didn't grab your stylus or your computer or however you take notes, Sharpie, whatever it is, I want you to take this note down and just remember this, because one of the important things for us to focus on this year is to make sure that when you call Spectrum, you're not getting the runaround through five different agents before you get to talk to somebody that you really wanted to talk to in the beginning. So if you've got a question about your accessibility, give this team a call first.
That
directly.
Sounds great. Peter?
Not
to interrupt, but we have a couple of callers on the line that want to talk to you. So
let's do it. Let's take them.
Let's do it. Okay, Chris, tell us who's on the line, Chris.
All right, we got our good friend all the way over from the beautiful state of Tennessee, where country music rocks to its fullest, the one and only Kelly. Kelly, how you doing?
Hi, Kelly.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Kelly from Tennessee.
Nashville.
Nashville, yeah, Tennessee.
Good to
okay.
Hear you all. Good to hear you, Charles and Lynn and Michael and Peter and Chris.
It's good to hear you.
So you have a question for Peter?
Yeah. So you had mentioned in a previous show about you offer a free remote for the Apple TV, because I have the 4K Apple TV device, and the remote is really sensitive. So how would I get one of those remotes that you were talking about?
Yeah, let me just jump in and give some information. I agree with you. I also have an Apple TV, and I have that little remote that's super sensitive. The one thing that we've worked on with Apple is for their latest Apple TV. This is the fourth generation Apple TV, not to be mistaken for 4K. I know you mentioned 4K, but this, you have to verify that it's the fourth generation of their Apple TV. Apple has made a redesigned remote for that version. But we also made a Spectrum Apple TV remote. Now, this one is only $12 to get or replace, unlike the Apple TV remote, which is $60. But the neat thing about this one is that it's not quite as sensitive. It has the tactile buttons. It still has a small footprint in your hand, but it's a little bit more like a standard remote feel, something that you might be more used to. And the other great thing about it is that it actually has a guide button on it. So no matter where you are, you could be in your Netflix app, for instance, and you could hit that guide button, and it would take you to your Spectrum guide directly, so you didn't have to navigate to it. And then, of course, there are additional Siri functions, so you could use voice input to find certain programs that you're looking for as well. So that one is $12, but again, it's only compatible with the fourth generation Apple TV. So you'd have to, you know, call and verify that you have that one, or upgrade your Apple TV.
So I just got a brand new Apple TV in December.
Okay.
Or November.
So it might be the fourth generation. Okay.
So then, I mean, and it's called 4K. So, I mean, that's the latest one.
You might have the right one. So,
how would I go about getting
give us a call. Give the customer service team a call directly, and just have them walk you through and verify if you've got the right one. And I would even say feel free to start with our disability support team. Let them know that you're visually impaired, and that this is something that you're looking for. And they'll be able to talk you through and help you figure out how to identify whether or not you've got the right TV and get that result.
She was asking for the number, Peter.
Yes, perfect, because I needed to repeat it anyway, so that's great. It's 1-844-762 1-844-748-1301.
Can you say it again, Peter?
Yes, 1-844-762-1301.
If anybody needs that number, you can just write to Michael at blindtobeonradioshow.org, and we'll gladly give you the number. Well, does I hope that answers your questions, Kelly? We have
thank you for calling in. We have another call.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yes.
Thank you, Kelly, for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you. Be safe.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, who else?
Who's on the line now?
All the way from the city of Altamont Springs, Florida, we got the one and only Dan. Dan, how you doing?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
How are you guys?
Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, and how are you, Peter?
Hi, Dan. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you tonight. Yeah. So this is all really great information. It's always good to know about accessible technology and how it works and all that. And by the way, Michael, this is too, as you know, is one of the answers to your question, why do people like the show? Because we can get so much news we can use from the show.
News that you can use. I like that.
Of course. And so, Peter, here's my question. I know there's good devices like the Apple TV box and, of course, the Spectrum box to help the visually impaired. And there's also a number, as TVs are coming out now, they're all smart TVs now, and some will talk and some will not, and some will run the Spectrum app native and some won't at the moment. Do you have any opinions or knowledge about any of the smart TVs that are best in terms of being most accessible and that will run the Spectrum app on them?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Dan, and one that has a bit of a complicated answer, but not too much. So we've got a version of code that is being written that will be available for a number of smart TVs. So this is something that we're actively working on now, and the idea is to make sure that the experience that you're getting on any of the smart TVs is relatively the same. So it's sort of tied to the same code base. So that right now, Samsung TV is definitely one that you can use the Spectrum TV app with. And I probably would get myself in all kinds of mess and trouble if I started making promises for anything else. But I'll tell you that our team is working hard to make sure that the apps that are incoming for additional smart TVs also run with the accessibility in mind. But right now, all of your plug-in boxes, as you mentioned, do have those accessibility features like Roku and Apple, but you can get the Spectrum TV app on Samsung at the moment as well. And I'm hopeful that at some point in a future show, I can announce others.
Great. That's really good information, because it is actually one of the things I was wondering about. I bought a new smart TV, but it's not so new now. It's been at least a couple years ago. I got a new smart TV, and it's a bit unlike me, but I didn't do enough research before I purchased it. Well, the TV I bought is a fine television, and it does talk, but it won't support the Spectrum app on it, and had I done a bit more research, I probably would have bought a Samsung. Not that I'm endorsing that particular brand for any reason other than that, but had I done more research, I probably would have chosen that. But nevertheless, it's good for it to hear.
Can I ask what brand of TV you purchased a couple of years ago?
Sure, I bought an LG television, and like I say, it's a nice television.
Gotcha.
And all of that, and it's smart, and it does some talking. It, as a matter of fact, sometimes it talks too much to me. I can't get it to shut up, but it will not. Doesn't support the Spectrum app, so I'll keep my fingers crossed.
I did the same thing you did, Dan. I bought a TV probably about 4 years ago now, and I did the same thing. I bought a TV that could talk to me, and it was fantastic, but it just wasn't running some of the apps that I wanted on there. So I just plugged in an Apple TV into it for now. But I think that we're still, even though it doesn't feel like it, we're still relatively new into the world of smart TVs, and more apps are starting to load onto those platforms. So I think we're going to see a lot more flexibility come to some of those platforms with more apps being added.
Well, thank you, Dan, for calling. And appreciate it so much, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you so much.
Good night, folks. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night, Dan.
Good night.
Be safe. Chris, anybody else on the line?
Nope, that's all she wrote.
Okay.
All right, well, why don't I take a moment and repeat that phone number?
Okay. Sounds good.
That's what I wanted to emphasize today. I've gotten a lot of great feedback on the show last year about folks that didn't know about the disability support line, and they've really a lot of great things that they had to say about it. So I thought I'd take the time and remind everyone that we now have a dedicated disability support team that you can call if you're a Spectrum customer and get very customized information about your accessibility part of your product. So that phone number is 1-844-762-1301.
And I wrote it down so I can say it every week.
Great.
Thank you.
You sound tired.
I'm going to let you go.
Yep. Thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Our prayers are with you and your family.
Thank you.
Thank you. Be safe and be well.
Take care, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio shows. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the next trivia.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
The 37th annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the premier forum on technology and persons with disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can, is 407-894-1680. You know, if you're driving the car and you have a cell phone with you, we'd love to hear from you. You know, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you're in a car, driving around, you're sighted, love to hear from you.
Better get your trivia in.
407-894-1680. It's trivia time, trivia time. Yes, Kevin, I don't think you'd like this song. It's one of my songs. But 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a very good song. And this artist, is, oh, my God, he was around for years, years, and years. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. To recognize us, voice,
407-894-1680. Carolyn is listening. I know she knows.
That's his own band. He had his own band. Okay, who is singing that song?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you.
407-894-1680.
I'm going to tell you exactly who it is, man, because ain't none other than the one and only Elvis Presley. Come on, now everybody know that, so that ain't even right to even put something like that out. Listen, we got a caller on the phone line calling from the British Columbia, our good friend, Carrie.
What if he's not going to get attention? I want to be set the stage giving people topics. Giving people what they want to hear, not tagging and bagging something.
Right, and you don't
want to be. No, well.
Carrie, you ready? Because you just went right in, going in.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, Carrie. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. How you doing today? You know, I want to say why I love this show. Okay, first of all, I'm in Canada, and we don't get to hear a lot of shows like this here, but what it is with me is I love the variety. I love the laid-back nature of the show. You know, all of you guys work so well together. I love the camaraderie. I love everything about it.
I think sometimes it's boring. Like Kevin said, sometimes it's boring.
Pardon?
Kevin said sometimes it's boring.
It's not boring. This show boring? Never. I mean, I will admit it that sometimes the topics I can't participate in because being American. But this show is not boring. Trust me. Michael, Lynn, and everybody else, I don't think you people could be boring if you tried.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Gary.
So thank just you tell very them nice. Just forget it.
Do you have an outback in Canada? Do you have an outback in France? You have an outback in Canada?
No, we ain't got no outback.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, at least that I know of.
Okay. How about Starbucks?
I hate that.
I'll give you Starbucks you have.
Yes, we have that.
You have Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll give her a gift card for Starbucks.
Okay, I'll send you a gift card from Starbucks.
Well, thank you. And just like I said, Michael, tell your detractors, if they think you're boring, forget it. Don't accept it. Just, you know, tell them to forget it.
Forget about it, right?
Yeah.
Forget because, about it.
Forget about it. Okay, thank you.
The Canadian has spoken.
Thank you.
The Canadian has spoken. That's right.
Canadians have spoken. Listen to this.
I've spoken. So
forget about it.
Okay.
Okay,
forget it. It's not worth it.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for
Anytime,
calling in.
Have a great night.
From Canada.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.
She said the Canadian has spoken. I like that. That was funny. The Canadian has spoken. The Canadian has spoken. It's over with and done. Forget about it. Yeah, listen. We got our good friend Anthony on the phone line. Anthony from Delray Beach. Anthony, how you doing?
Hi, Anthony.
All right, that girl got it? Did that girl get it?
No, nobody got it. Nobody got the song yet.
It was a Night Train, James Brown.
Absolutely right. Night Train, right. James Brown. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Yep.
All right. Yeah, he's been around for many Anthony. Years. You were right.
Many Thank years, you, many years. He called him the father of soul. The father of soul.
Yeah, right. No, exactly.
No. Godfather of soul. That's why I said godfather of soul. Yep.
Did you know he's godfather?
I met him. I met him quite a few times. What?
He lived in Jamaica, what? Queens. He used to give cufflinks out. Did you know that?
Yes. I met him a few times. Yes. Out. I met him first at the Apollo Theater with my ex partner. In what?
Yeah, I remember the Apollo Theater.
I'm sorry, Anthony.
Whoever she had been, wasn't it?
Did you meet him in person?
Apollo Theater was on Flatbush Avenue, wasn't it?
It was in Harlem.
Well, the
Apollo Theater was in Harlem, 125th Street in Harlem. The Apollo Theater.
No, there was another
Apollo
one
Theater.
On Flatbush Avenue. I went to see Smokey Robinson there one time. I forgot the name.
There's only one Apollo Theater. Only one in New York.
No,
only
it's probably
one.
A different name then.
Yeah. A different name, yeah. The Apollo Theater was in Harlem, 125th Street. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
How long you live in Florida, Anthony?
How long you live in Florida?
Since 94. I'm from Brooklyn,
94.
New York.
From Brooklyn?
Long time, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, from Brooklyn. Do you miss the Bialy's and bagels?
But don't laugh. My friend Raymond, every time I went to California, I had to bring him Bialy's from Brooklyn. Because they don't have them.
That's funny. Yeah, no.
You brought some memories up, boy. The old Bialy's. Yeah, you're right. You know your stuff.
I miss my Bialy's.
And Chris, a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tonight's show.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Have a couple of minutes,
Michael. I want to thank everybody, though. You know, what's going on in the world is terrible. And like I said before the show, for those folks that are visually impaired and blind like myself, you appreciate life. You appreciate things when a lot of times you didn't get it before. For those folks who have always been blind, well, I can't answer that. I can only talk for the people that were sighted once and then were blind, like myself. If you'd like to call in and talk about it, I certainly would appreciate it. Maybe call in next week if you can't call in this week. I'd like to hear about it. I really would, because you talk about personalities. My personality was molded when I was a kid being sighted, and I took everything for granted. 407-894-1680, what, Lynn?
No, I just wanted to say before we go off the air, and I have to do my little wrap-up, that off the air we were talking to Peter because we're so concerned about his family. And we said to him, we appreciate him coming on the air tonight to talk about Spectrum. And you know what he said? He said, this is an oasis for him. So I hope it's an oasis for all of you out there. A little bit of fun, lots of information, and during this crazy time that we live in. So I thought that was
good laugh.
Yeah, some good laugh. I thought that was nice. Peter said that this Blind and Beyond radio show is an oasis for him. So I'd like to remind everybody, don't forget to sign up for CSUN online, okay? So all you do is go to our website and click on the CSUN link on our sponsor page. And don't forget Hope from Home, a United Night to Save site, which is next Sunday featuring guest Wayne Brady. And you go to our website again and you click on Fighting Blindness, and there will be the link, and it'll be all about the show there. And then next week, we will be joined by co-host Gary Sinclair and guest co-host Terry Woolard. So it'll be another busy show next week. And that's my wrap-up.
Looking forward to Gary and Terry on the show next week. It should be a fun show. And folks, now, I'm being serious now. If you think any part of this show is boring, would you please let me know? Because that upsets me. I'll even change some of my songs if you want me to. I won't play some oldies.
We shouldn't upset you. We said we can take it, Michael.
Well, I'll move it around. I'll do for Kevin. I'll move some of the songs around. Yeah, I'll change some of the music. Well, I'll play only the 60s. I'll move it up to 1880s. Not 1980s, 1880s. Did they have music in 1880?
No, they didn't have any kind of music.
They didn't have a phonograph.
Yeah. They didn't have any music. Okay. So I'll move it up to, I'll move it up from 1880. I'll move it up to year 2000. 2000 is good.
Charles, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it.
Yes, Charles.
Thank you for having me and inviting
me. It's our pleasure. Our pleasure.
And how about Chris? Should we thank him?
And we'll thank him too. Chris Shaw, pleasure.
Thanks for being anytime. You know, I'll try my best to fit in as the figment of your imagination. Did it work? Okay,
it
guess
worked.
Not.
It worked.
Would that be considered a bad dream or a nightmare?
Well, a nightmare on Elm Street.
Okay, Chris.
Okay, well, there it is, folks. There it is. Listen, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well. Be safe. And God bless you all. Take care. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Goodbye.
So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like